I mean, it's definitely mixed emotions, but I think we went out there, and if you'd have said to us, get it right tonight or in 6 months' time, I'd rather take it in 6 months' time. So we've learned a lot tonight. We'd be naive to think that we're the finished product. We've got a lot to learn, and we'll go away from this. And for me, we've played the best team in the world right now. I think they're a tremendous team, and you know, if we can stand our own and learn valuable lessons from tonight, we're only going to get better. But you know, we hold our head up high, and we take the break now, and we come back better and faster and stronger.
How much of a marker was it ahead of the World Cup next summer?
For me, they are the best team in the world, but you know, I think we need to be a little bit more braver, stand up to them a little bit. We'll probably give them a little bit too much respect, and first 20 minutes it was a bit like a bus had hit us. Second half we come out and stood up to them a little bit more, and we found our feet, and it was a little bit better. But you know, fair play to everyone that came tonight, and we want to thank everyone that supported us, because 45,000 people here tonight, and live on TV and radio, we can only thank everyone involved.
What did that feel like, result aside, to play at the National Stadium in front of a crowd of 45,000?
Felt like it was at home. It did. It felt like we was at home. This is our home, the national team. We're the senior women's team, and we'd love to be back again, and we'd love to be back playing against a different opposition and putting in a different performance, I think. But, you know, we've got to give credit to everyone involved within this organisation that enabled us to play here tonight and got that crowd, and hopefully we'll get more in the future.